Every work of literature is the incarnation of the fruitful relationship between the artist and his muse. From a Christian perspective, the muse is the gift of grace. From an atheistic perspective, it is the author's subconscious. In both cases, the work of literature remains an expression of the personhood of the author. In the former case, the Christian believes that the gift of grace is freely given, like the talents in the gospel parable, and can be used or abused by the artist according to the predilections of his will, much as the gift of life is freely given and can be used or abused. In the latter case, the atheist believes that the subconscious muse finds expression in the creative process. It can be seen, therefore, that Christians and atheists share the essential belief that the work is the creative incarnation of the personhood of the author. This being so, an author's theological and philosophical beliefs will be the most important influence upon the work, simply because they are the most important influence on the way in which the author perceives reality. Since the evidence shows that Shakespeare was a believing Catholic, it is clear that seeing his plays through his Catholic eyes is the best way, indeed the only way, of understanding the deepest meanings that they convey. This book endeavors, therefore, to see the plays through Shakespeare's eyes, giving us a bard's eye view of their true meaning.